Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you have young ears around the radio, you might want to turn the radio down for a couple of minutes, because I'm going to be talking to adult actors, adult movie actors. Okay, so just a little warning, if you have young ears around, please turn down your radio for the next couple of minutes, because I'm really intrigued to hear the story of this next couple. Ireland's two most famous adult stars met on the job, literally, and are now a real-life couple. Northern Ireland OnlyFans star Megan O'Neill and her boyfriend, fellow adult film star Andy Lee, are now a couple. And I'm joined, firstly, on the line by Megan. Megan, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Megan, in the most PC way possible, you've just heard me advising young ears and considering it's lunchtime radio. Tell me how yourself and Andy met.
Well, I'll try and keep it as PG as possible. I was on a podcast. You know, I do lots of different podcasts, and I was talking to one of my friends on the podcast about being a size queen. I'll not go into much more, but she said, you have to work with Andy Lee. And I said, who is Andy? Who is this Andy Lee that I hear about? So she showed me him on Twitter and I was like, yeah, definitely. So us three organised to work together, but unfortunately she couldn't make it. But I think me and Andy were happy enough to go on ahead and work. And yeah, we met on set and that was it. Love at first sight.
So the very first time you actually met each other was on set, yes, making an adult movie, which was meant to be a different type of adult movie, and it just clicked.
Literally, the first time we met was literally going to work together, and obviously it was just meant to be purely professional, but something just twigged between us, and yeah, it just kind of bloomed from there. I mean, everybody kind of had an idea because, you know, we're called the power couple of the industry, but we tried to keep quiet as possible or as long as possible as we could. But yeah, literally met on set and that was it.
So how long were you together as a couple before it kind of leaked out?
Not very long. I mean, he was on my podcast. We worked together. I think Andy was actually the second collab I'd ever did in the industry. So he came a couple of weeks after to my podcast, and I think everybody had an idea then whenever they seen us together. But we kind of put it off and we were kind of like, no, definitely not. You know, we're just friends. But yeah, we were together. It's only really come out now this week, and it's been 6 months.
Now, again, you know, bearing in mind the hour of the day, the work that you do involves intimacy with many people, both yourself and Andy. So are you continuing your adult work, both of you obviously being with other people?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we absolutely love it. We love to get home at night and talk about work.
Is talking about like filming intimate scenes with people?
Yeah, talking about what we've done that day, who we've done that day, talking about all manners of things. But yeah, do you know what? We come up with like great creative ideas together. We're literally just like a power couple. It is absolutely like, I couldn't ask for any better, to be honest.
Now, obviously for most people, the thought of their intimate partner even kissing another person is seen as the ultimate betrayal and the end of a relationship in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
But you're the exact opposite.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends really on your relationship. I think that you just need to know your boundaries. And at the end of the day, we are just actors. You know, obviously we have our day jobs, and then we're completely different people at home. So like, I think that, you know, people in a polyamorous relationship would understand that. But yeah, it's literally our jobs. And whenever we leave our jobs, we're just Andy and Megan.
I know an awful lot of people, obviously, their jaws drop when they hear you saying that. Do you ever get jealous? Have you a jealous bone in your body?
Do you know what? It would be silly to say that we didn't get jealous, because obviously jealousy is an emotion. Everybody feels it at some stage, but we kind of just manifest it in different ways and kind of use it to sort of better our own relationship. I'm trying to keep this as PG as I can, but
no, that's fine.
we use it to benefit ourselves.
So you, after a day at work, and again, I'm asking our listeners to use their imagination, because you're both big in the pornography industry. In terms of, you know, at the end of the workday, you know, you might have found out that he was with a particularly gorgeous woman, or he might find out that you were with a particularly handsome bloke. How do you deal with that?
Do you know what? We have a laugh about it. We're very competitive. You know, we're very, very competitive, even with each other and other people. So it's very much a case of, if I think he's been with a really gorgeous woman, I'm like, right, I need to up my game here. And then we just kind of have a bit of crack with it. But we're very, very chilled out people. You know, we don't, there's no arguments. You know, there is going to be an argument now that he's not here, but we'll get talking to him, hopefully.
Now, you say you met on set filming a collaboration, and that it was love at first sight. How come it has never been love at first sight with anybody else you may have been with?
Andy just has that X factor. I mean, if you meet him, if you know him, you just know that he has the X factor. And as I said, I'm the size queen, and I mean, he's Ireland's biggest, so it's going to be love at first sight.
Okay, I'm very conscious of the time of day. Can you sustain this relationship, bearing in mind the work that you do? Do you ever see a day where one or both of you will pack in the work that you do?
I mean, we're not going to be doing it forever, obviously. I have a lot of other things in the pipeline. You know, I'm a boxer, I'm writing a book, I have my own podcast. So there's a lot of other things that I want to do in life. So, like, I don't see myself doing it forever, but I know what Andy's like, and I know that he probably will want to do it forever. But, yeah, we'll just work at it. It's each day as it comes. You know, we only have, really, today. We only have this moment, so who knows? I mean, it's just like a relationship.
It does strike me that if one of you were to give up the work that you currently do, both of you probably would have to, you know? Yeah?
Nah, we're very much, you know, we do what we want, and that's the way it goes. If he wants to keep doing it, or if I want to keep doing it, that's just the way it is.
Is it common within your industry to have couples, basically, in relationships like yourselves?
It's common to have couples come into the industry together, but it's not common to form relationships in the industry. Everybody likes to keep it very professional. And, you know, I've worked with countless people now and it's been completely professional. But there was just something about me and Andy together that, yeah, we just came together and we just clicked. So we did cross that boundary very, very quickly.
Right. So it's more than just the bedroom, basically, at this stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're just, he just gets me, I get him. It's just, it works perfect.
Wedding bells anytime soon?
We'll see. He needs to get down on one knee first.
Oh, there's so much I could say. Megan, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. It's always a very difficult conversation to tiptoe around. But I wish you well, and our regards to Andy as well. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. And that is Megan O'Neill, an adult star, talking about her relationship with an Irish guy called Andy, who's also an adult star, and how they cope.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.